Talos presents
Hello, and welcome to our podcast mini-series, What's Next? For Digital Identity and Security. Today, we are going to be talking about Talos' involvement in a pilot program with American Airlines that's designed to dramatically reduce the time travelers spend waiting in TSA screening lines at airports around the country. Talos is creating secure, smartphone-based digital driver's licenses and passports, so eligible passengers no longer need to show their physical ID during TSA screening. Joining us is Amol Deshmukh.
Hi, my name is Amol Deshmukh, and I'm the North American expert for digital ID and biometrics at Talos.
Thanks, and welcome to the podcast, Amol.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Before we begin, can you tell us about your background?
Sure. So what interests me in biometrics is basically the ability to use your face as a token to move seamlessly through airports and to use this as a seamless mechanism to travel. So, you know, happy to be here and really excited about our digital identity technology.
That's great. So can you explain your interest in biometrics and how we use it?
So, you know, biometrics are used everywhere nowadays. I mean, you use your face to open up your phone. So, you know, my interest in biometrics came from the fact that if you're using biometrics to open up your phone, what else can you do with it? And the Talos solutions for border and travel, you know, using biometrics is really something that interests me because it has this potential of simplifying and seamlessly using the technology to create a convenient experience as you're going through your checkpoints and doing many different things on in your day-to-day life.
Can you briefly describe how this pilot works and what Talos brings to the equation?
Certainly. So we've been working with American Airlines for a good portion of, about 4 years now to test biometrics in that space. What American Airlines, you know, TSA PreCheck customers can do is can use this ID to move through a dedicated line at TSA checkpoints. And Talos brings, you know, several parts of creating the solution to the table, including ID verification, you know, creation of a MDL type standards-based ID, and really be able to verify that a user is who they say they are. We obviously have technology that can positively identify you, so ID verification that you can do while sitting at your home. So you can really enroll using your mobile phone. So, you know, Talos is a key piece of this puzzle.
That's cool. So does Talos just create a picture of the ID, or how does it work? What does it look like? You know, how is this ID different and more secure?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great question. So, yeah, so the source document that we can start with is a driver's license or a passport. What Talos' capability is to be able to take these IDs in a remote environment, such as from your home on a mobile phone, be able to verify the authenticity of these documents. And then from there on, we actually create a MDL standards-based ID that can then be accepted at, you know, TSA checkpoints and at many other checkpoints that are going to be using MDL type ID. So it's not a picture that is seen and can be, you know, used by someone else. It starts off as a QR code, which, you know, is the source of starting to engage with the TSA device through the phone capability and the security that the phone uses. So it uses different technologies like NFC or BLE to exchange the data securely. You know, this is when a TSA device is going to ask for your ID, and the phone is going to now securely send it after a face verification on the phone, which makes sure that it's only you and only you who can send that ID to the TSA device.
Huh, that's great. Can you paint a picture for us and describe why this is needed at airports, particularly in TSA lines?
Yeah, so TSA has made their intentions clear in terms of being able to accept digital IDs. If users have digital IDs, this is a really effective way in which you can now securely exchange the data with the TSA checkpoint system. What American has done, we're seeing that at DFW, and there may be other airports coming along later, they have created a dedicated check-in line for presenting your TSA ID if you're a PreCheck and an American customer. This, I think, opens up a whole, you know, sort of new area in which American customers get priority and can really use this mobile digital ID in dedicated lines.
So who is using this? Is this service available to all American Airlines travelers or only a select few?
Yeah, you have to opt into this service. But as long as you're an American Airlines customer, and to begin with, if you're a TSA PreCheck customer, so an American Airlines PreCheck customer, you're going to be able to enroll in this.
How does the TELUS technology work, and what sets it apart from similar efforts on the market?
That's a great question. So TELUS, you know, having a wide set of solutions that are tailored towards making your journey convenient and secure really plays a key part. First, verifying if an ID that a user has in their hand is an authentic ID. That's the key part. We can absolutely verify the source data on that ID. So, you know, even if somebody is clever and has manipulated some information like a picture or what have you on the ID, you know, we're going to be able to check for that. We check the fact that if a user is who they say they are by taking a live selfie in the process of enrollment, and then beyond that, you know, really creating a standards-based ID, because standards are a big key when you exchange data with multiple systems. So bringing all this sort of TELUS technology stack that we have is really what I would say sets us apart, because, you know, you can have all of these, you know, multitude of solutions and capabilities under the TELUS roof.
Where does this technology fit in the North American market? I mean, is it expandable to other airlines?
Absolutely. I think what you're going to see is more and more airlines looking to use biometrics, your face as a token, and standards for digital ID as they come along for simplifying their user journeys, simplifying how users get into more of a self-service model, and something that is going to make help them differentiate and, you know, really streamline their operations. So, yeah, it is absolutely expandable to other airlines.
Interesting. Can you talk about the scope of the pilot, such as how long it will last and the airports it will cover?
Yeah. So from what we know of right now, I mean, DFW is the first airport that has been enabled with this technology. There are other airports that have the TSA devices that can support digital IDs already there. You know, as far as we know, American Airlines has plans to expand them, as you can imagine, for their hub airports like DCA, Miami, and others. But it will also go beyond just using it at TSA checkpoints. So this pilot, I would say, is here to stay. So, you know, I'm hoping it actually goes into a much larger deployment as well.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next. So what's the next step after the pilot is completed? I mean, you're saying there's a chance that this will expand to all airports?
I think so. And the reason being, you know, the pilot is more of a user study. How do users accept it and so on and so forth? The technology is there. The technology works today. And American has actually made some sort of indication that they may be expanding to other hub airports that they have for sure.
Thank you so much, Amol, for joining the podcast and talking about TELUS's digital ID technology.
Thank you. And thanks for having me. I'm really, really super excited about our solutions, both in the biometrics and ID verification space. And I think this is going to be the future of air travel.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. Please stay tuned for the next episode of our What's Next podcast, brought to you by TELUS.